This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Hello, good evening, good morning, good afternoon. This is Peter Scoop Stanton on 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew, and we don't have a special guest, but we have a special friend. You know him as the political cesspool New York correspondent, the political cesspool media correspondent, and the overall correspondent for Liberty News Radio, and he is the one that gets phone calls from QAnon to find out what's going on. We have Sean Bergen with us. How's it going, Mr. Yerkew?
Oh, man. Scoop, it's fine. Everything is good. I'm loving life. It's a little rough in other areas of the world, but I'm loving life. Hello back to Sean. Welcome back. It's always a pleasure. How are you, Sean?
Well, I'm doing great. You know, can't complain, all things considered. I'm up here on Long Island, which is still now kind of inching forward with this COVID recovery plan. We've just begun phase two. I guess if we keep behaving according to King Cuomo's rules, then maybe we'll be free by the end of the year.
Wow, King Cuomo. Yep. And but anyways, poor citizens of the city of New York is led by Dumb and Dumber. Dumb being Mayor De Blasio, Dumber from the son of Il Supremo. Andrew Cuomo. But anyways, let's get down to first order of business. As always, we want to remember those members of the law enforcement community that were murdered in the line of duty. First, we want to remember Deputy Sheriff James Blair of the Simpson County, Mississippi Sheriff's Office. End of watch, June 12, 2020. He was killed transporting inmates from one location to another. His killer is in custody. Deputy Blair spent 50 years in law enforcement. He's taking care of his daughter's children, his grandchildren. His daughter predeceased him. Why you have a 70-year-old man still transporting inmates beyond me, but we could talk about that later. Also, we want to remember Sergeant Damon Gutzwiller, Santa Cruz County, California Sheriff's Office. End of watch, June 6, 2020. His killer was shot and wounded and is still breathing. But anyways, folks, it's been a hell of a week. With all this foolishness going on across the country, in Seattle, a group of degenerates invaded the city and confiscated a roughly six-block area. Of course, these degenerates pick a nice white neighborhood with a park in a city that is a whopping 7%. Not 17% or 70%, but 7%. 7% black. And this area also encompasses a police station that the Seattle Police Department abandoned. And, of course, the media is all in with these interlopers that's carrying guns, putting up fencing, demanding to show ID. Just like a border. I mean, heck, why don't we put them down in Mexico? But anyways, recently, today, a pastor was attacked. Held against his will by these degenerates. And then some degenerate was asking white people to give black people $10. And again, the mayor and chief police did absolutely nothing. Now, just imagine in Michigan, white militia with long guns going into Detroit, Kalamazoo, taking over a six-block area. What do you think would happen? State police and SWAT would be out there in seconds. Anyways, this area is known as the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, or CHAZ, C-H-A-Z. Sean, what's your opinion of these people? What's going on over in Seattle?
You're talking primarily about these reprobates that you're referring to are basically Antifa and Black Lives Matter. I guess they've married up and whoever else that they've managed to co-opt under their banner. But what you need to understand is that these folks are organized and funded by George Soros. So he's the guy who's basically sowing the seeds of what has materialized as urban terrorism in this country. And, you know, the idea that the mayor is just going to allow this, they cordoned off seven city blocks in addition to a police precinct. I mean, what kind of a public statement does that make? It's like, you know, the place is just a free-for-all. So I don't know what to make of it. You know, I mean, this seems to me like an outgrowth of the old Occupy Wall Street movement, where you got a bunch of basically hapless 20-something white potheads funded by their parents or getting the hourly wage from the Soros organization, decide to just commandeer a place and turn it into an open sewer for about, you know, as long as you allow them to stay. And they're like a plague, but I guess they'll be there until the mayor of Seattle says otherwise.
Right. Well, let's turn over to you. You were with the 7-5 back in the day. What did they call it, the zoo or the asylum? What would happen if a bunch of these degenerates came in and tried to take over the 7-5 with you and Mikey Dowd and the rest of the gang working over there?
Well, you know, the place was a war zone to begin with, so it wouldn't have been nothing new. there's, you know, stainless steel doors in the front and the back. Those are the only two entrances into the station house. I don't know what they got up there in Seattle. The rest of it's made out of brick and block. And listen, they never would have gotten past the doors. Besides that, emergency services was right around the corner. It wouldn't have happened. It wouldn't have happened. In the days of police being unhandcuffed, so to speak, and pardon the pun. But you had to defend your house. You know, that's why they call it the house, the station house. I'm at the house. You know, since I'm going to the house for lunch, everybody, it's your house. That's your house.
Right. Right. And
you don't let anybody invade your house.
Right. And that's why some houses have security, or they have houses have what they call mice, house mice. Not the little guys with the whiskers and the little tails, but guys just don't want to work the street, so they sit there, find any reason not to go out in the street, but they're still armed. And I can imagine with Giuliani, he'd have and Chief Anamone, who was just tough as nails. He kind of reminded me of General Patton. We'd have a level 4 mobilization and have just about every MOS in the city take care of business. But enough about that. Well, what's your opinion about these filthy, smelly degenerates taking over city blocks?
Well, you know, they're calling themselves their own city, their own country. Their own country, actually, is what I'm reading. And, you know, they're going to declare this Chaz their own country. Well, you know, there comes a lot of responsibility by declaring your own country. So, you know, people, go ahead. When the dollar store is out of food, when Walmart is out of food, good luck trying to get food into your country.
Right.
You have no negotiation here.
Right. I mean, this country ran out of toilet paper. What are they going to do in a day or two? But anyways, we'll be right back to talk about two funerals that occurred this week. This is Peter Scoops again with Walter Yerkew and Sean Bergen on 7-5 Radio.
I have a question. Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? I believe that great nations and great civilizations spring from a people who have a moral compass.
I don't think a civilization can long endure that does not have respect for all human life, born and not yet born.
I will be in earnest. I will not equivocate, and I will not excuse. I will not retreat an inch, and I will be heard.
One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. I'm here with Walter Yerkew and Sean Bergen. Folks, please check us out at 7-5 Radio. That's the number 7-5 Radio, RADIO.org or ORG. You can check Sean out at Sean Bergen News on Twitter and Sean Bergen on Facebook. But if you go to our website, you can get his contact information on social media and see a very, very attractive picture of Mr. Bergen. And ladies, he is available. But moving right along, there were four funerals this week. Three for one George Floyd and one for David Dorn. George Floyd had his funerals and memorial services paid by boxer Floyd Mayweather, and OAN reporter Jack Prozovic started a GoFundMe page where the people on the far right, people that support cops, raised over $300,000 for the Dorn family. Now for George Floyd, Al Sharpton flew in his private jet, giving eulogy after eulogy after eulogy, including the final ceremony. In Houston, where Floyd was laid to rest, you had celebrities such as Ne-Yo, Jamie Foxx, Chris Ludacris Bridges, actor Channing Tatum, Kevin Hart, Tiffany Haddish, football star J.J. Watt, rapper T.I., and Tyrese Gibson in attendance, among other. Vice President Joe Biden gave a speech from his compound in Delaware by a video conference. In every major channel, and every network carried the four-hour funeral for Floyd. In Houston, police officers from the Houston Police Department lined up on both sides of the entrance of the church, presented their arms, or saluted as Floyd's golden casket rolled into the church. Meanwhile, for David Dorn in St. Louis, very few media outlets showed up. None of the major networks. No celebrity showed up, and the only thing that we were able to see was the motorcade for Mr. Dorn and the many members of the Metropolitan St. Louis Police Department in attendance that Mr. Dorn used to work for. Now, who are these two people? We all know who George Floyd is, but we also know that he's an absolute degenerate and a 5'10 loser, and he had drugs in the system. David Dorn was a member of the St. Louis Metro Police Department and the chief of another department. He spent over half of his adult life serving his community as a member of law enforcement. But, of course, there was no Black Lives Matter for Captain Dorn when he was killed by another black man, including a pawn shop for a television. Nobody's calling for his killer to be brought to justice. Nobody's renamed streets for Captain Dorn. Nothing. Sean, what's your take on the dog and pony show for the state funeral of George Floyd versus Captain Dorn?
Well, I think it just goes to show you how completely backward our culture is, and how we have placed our priorities. The world is upside down, and just completely misplaced our priorities to focus on, you know, celebrity and I don't know. Look, this man who was killed. It's unfortunate that he lost his life. It's tragic. I don't think it should have happened. But he is held up as like a martyr for the African American community, and I don't think he's what we would call a model citizen. He was a violent criminal. He had very high levels of fentanyl in his system, as well as methamphetamine. I don't know if he was driving a car, but this guy was hardly what you consider a pillar of society, and yet he's being lionized, like given a presidential send-off, like it was a state funeral, for God's sake. So here we are. The left will use him until he's no longer useful, and then they'll dispense with him the same way they dispense with everybody else, whether it's Michael Brown in Ferguson or Freddie Gray in Baltimore or any of these guys who get into or constantly, repeatedly in contact with the police. And then one time it just goes horribly awry and goes wrong, and a guy loses his life. And, Soros and his minions already have all the logistics in place just waiting for an incident like this to happen so that they can unleash total chaos on cities across the country.
Right. So you're saying, like, the thing with George Floyd and the Chaz situation in Seattle is all related?
Oh, it's all the same people who are behind it. Yeah, absolutely. These leftist, far leftist, socialist, Marxist, anarchist groups that are all under the same umbrella of George Soros. Look, when you donate to Black Lives Matter, anything that doesn't go to fund these little renter riots that happen in cities across the country, the remainder of the money is filtered back to Democrat politicians. Through a super PAC called Air Blue PAC or Air something like that. I'm sorry, I don't have it right at my finger. It just escapes me at the minute. But that's really where a lot of this funding goes. So if you donate money to Black Lives Matter, it's going to end up in the coffers of some Democrat politician. So this is the left in America, and this is the state of modern politics in America today.
Wow. Well, I hear you killing that Candy Crush, but why did any celebrities go to Captain Dorn's funeral? I mean, he was an upstanding guy. He had 5 kids. He had 10 grandkids, and he was just an all-around upstanding citizen. How come the left didn't jump out to St. Louis?
There's no news in it for them. They're all radicals, from the biggest racist in the nation, Oprah Winfrey, all the way through to Cher and De Niro and Alyssa Milano and all these people. They're all, they got so used to the corrupt ways of the Obama administration. Weinstein was friends with all these people, all of them, Clinton, all of them. Until somebody gets arrested or killed, they don't bail. They'll stay where they are, right in the middle of all this fake news, all of it.
Right.
It's ridiculous that this is happening. And, personally, the George Floyd funeral was just a fiasco. You had Mr. Red and Mr. Red's brother pulling him on a white carriage, something I've never seen, not since Lady Di married Prince Charles, you know, 40 years ago.
Right.
You know, I don't know where they drag these things out, but, you know, when you're worth, you know, $700-800 million as Pernell Whitaker is, you know, you can get it flown in anytime you want. I mean, the funeral cost just under $100,000. George Floyd never made $100,000 in his lifetime.
Right.
So, to, you know, to hand somebody, and then all the stuff comes out, you know, with the holding the gun to the pregnant lady's belly and the assaults and the robbery charges, 5 years in a joint. You know, he was not an upstanding citizen for his entire life, for his entire life.
Right.
So, yeah, you know, what Sean said, the guys, they're making him out to be a martyr. I guess, you know, when you're a bunch of lowlifes to begin with, you pick a lowlife to be a hero. And that's exactly what is going
right.
on
here. I couldn't have said it better, but you brought up a good point. Why was Oprah talking to America on TV? Because you were telling me earlier that she was on almost every channel imaginable on your satellite provider.
Yeah. I had it out with DirecTV on the other day. It was Tuesday night, Wednesday night. She had probably 15, 16 channels at her disposal. I mean, you know, the president gets Fox, MSNBC,
right.
ABC, NBC, CBS, but this
right.
woman had it all.
But,
well, nothing bad.
Right.
Anything good.
All right. Hey, Sean, I want to switch gears. Sean, let's talk about what the media is not talking about, specifically Hillary Clinton. We're going to change gears a little bit. Stay tuned, everybody. This is 75 Radio on.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Atlanta's mayor has accepted the resignation of Police Chief Erica Shields just 24 hours after a black man was killed by an Atlanta officer following a field sobriety test. Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms says the police force needs to change its ways.
While we have a police force full of men and women who work alongside our communities with honor, respect, and dignity, there has been a disconnect with what our expectations are and should be as it relates to interactions with our officers and the communities in which they are entrusted to protect.
The shooting happened at a Wendy's restaurant. It was captured by security cameras and witness cell phones. This comes during international protests against the killing of another black man, George Floyd, in Minneapolis. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who've agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Brazil has become the indisputable center as the world's second highest nation with the number of deaths from COVID-19 at almost 42,000. USA's John Clemens reports.
Brazil's Ministry of Health reports the cumulative total of over 828,000 confirmed cases of coronavirus, with almost 26,000 new infections, with another 909 people losing their lives, second only to the United States. Dr. Mike Ryan of the World Health Organization says Brazil's healthcare system was standing up to the pressure.
The system, as such, from the data we see, is not overwhelmed, but certainly in certain parts of Brazil, there's a significant pressure on the intensive care unit bed occupancy. And again, we commend the brave frontline health workers.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
Of course I'm still listening, Mr. Edwards, of 7-5 Radio. But one thing I did notice with this Dog and Pony Show with George Floyd, Seattle, Black Lives Matter, rioting in the streets, this, that, and the other thing, there's some other news going on. Sean, who's going to be testifying in court in September?
It's my understanding that Hillary Clinton will be is being made to testify over her missing emails.
Really?
Yeah.
And, gee, how come we didn't hear that on CNN or MSNBC?
Because they're too busy covering the distraction that they develop in these, you know, these Black Lives Matter riots over a guy named George Floyd.
Wow. So she's had to finally face the music about her the email, the 33,000 missing emails. Anything going on with Russiagate?
You ask me?
Yes. Anything going on with the Russia probe?
Well, I know that yesterday that General Flynn's case had some major developments, but as far as the probe into Obamagate, the word is that there are criminal referrals that are going to be made on several Obama administration officials as it relates to Obamagate, Spygate, Russiagate, whatever it is you choose, whatever gate it is you choose to tag it with, but that should be forthcoming here probably in the next week or so. We should have those names revealed as to who they're going to be.
Right. Unfortunately, you know, it's up to 7-5 Radio to get the real news out there. So we got Hillary Clinton. She's going to have to testify in early September about their missing emails. And then we have more investigations. We'll probably hopefully have some indictments going on with the President of the United States ordering spying on a presidential – duly elected presidential person, which is Donald Trump, and they're trying to get dirt on him and lying to a judge, which is a felony, over a FISA war. But again, we don't see any of this. Sean, you've been in the media in for a minute. Is this all part of their plan, the far left plan?
Well, what you have to understand about the left is that they are liberals and leftists first, and everything else in their life is secondary. So their liberalism, their political ideology, that comes before everything else in their life virtually. It comes before their professional duties. It comes before their business dealings. It comes before their personal relationships. You know, if you talk to somebody on the left, I can just about guarantee that most of them have no conservative friends at all.
Right.
And that the only conservatives that they ever deal with are maybe family members that they're forced to deal with. But outside of that, they don't want to hear anybody else's point of view. So they're first liberal activists, and then, I don't know, a journalist second, third, if you can even call them journalists at all. I don't. I call most of them political propaganda.
Right. And you're absolutely right. Well, did you know any of this about Russiagate or Obamagate or Hillary Clinton emailgate?
Well, no, I heard about the Clinton thing. She was in a hearing and she testified, and now, yeah, it's determined that she's got to fess up and talk about all the missing emails and such. Obamagate, very little, because I kind of like stop watching the freaking news. I know I'm right. Supposed to be a news guy now, and I'm supposed to be up on this shit, but you know. It's so nerve-wracking. I don't want to be like MSNBC and say the same thing, you know, week in and week out and day in and day out. You know, the new development is, you know, Hillary. I saw something about the Obama stuff, you know, with the Russian collusion. And, you know, that's about, you know, all I'm privy to this week, except, of course, the Chaz thing up there in Seattle.
Right. Are you moving to Chaz anytime soon, Walt?
Well, you know, it seems like you're going to need a chief of police at some point. I'll be more than happy to take over that position, and I'll straighten that part of the city out in about 2-3 days' time.
Right. Right. Well, I was thinking that they need some entertainment. We could send our not-so-sexy intern, Mikey Guerin, up with open up a dirt track. But anyways, getting back on track, but, you know, it's the liberal media. We know that they hate America. They undermine America. But there's also, I want to bring up this point, the conservative media, not Liberty News Radio and other outlets, of course, but they're almost as bad. Because last night on the I was driving home from one of my jobs, listening to Patriot on Sirius XM, and they had Breitbart News at Night, which really went downhill from when Andrew Breitbart was with us. But anyways, host Rebecca Mansour had she had a co-host, Sonny Johnson. I call her Black Supremacist. Anyways, Sonny is going on and on about how the GOP needs to reach out to black people and so on and so forth. She does this every week on her not very entertaining show, and I got mad. So anyways, I was going to call the I tried to get on the show and ask Sonny if she's a conservative or she's a black supremacist. So I got onto the screener and I told her, and she said, goodbye, click. And I was mad as I don't know what. So I raced home and, of course, what was everybody do? Go on Twitter. So, anyways, I posted on Twitter that I was mad and this, that, and the other thing. And then, I put her name out there. Anyways, Ms. Johnson called me a low IQ pineapple last night. And, oh, man, I was about to do something to get kicked off of Twitter again, but I said, you know what, let me sleep on this. And I was just amped up. But anyways, we went back and forth, and I finally said that, you know what, she can cry for George Floyd, and I will cry for David Dorn and Randolph Holder. But anyways, you know, it's people like Breitbart News Tonight and Sonny Johnson, who's just nothing but a hack, unlike David Webb, who's actually a very good conservative talk show host, and he's a veteran. The only reason why she's able to keep the show because of her skin tone. And like I said before, week after week, it's the same old, same old. It's a black thing. Republicans don't reach out. White people don't reach out. It's all our fault. And I was like, how does this person still have a show? And on top of that, it's just not very entertaining. And and she just guilts us. But I don't know. But the good thing is that she does not like Candace Owens. She has issues with Candace Owens probably because Ms. Owens has 2.1 million followers. Sonny has 41,000 followers. And if you go on my Twitter, I got about 200 followers. Thank you very much. But Sean, is conservative media, are they in cahoots with liberal media, or they just don't want to go there, like 75 Radio and the cesspool?
Oh, I don't know. I can't really speak for them. I don't know, you know, what their thought process is, or you know, what could possibly be behind their motivations or the decisions that they make. You know, I mean, I noticed that Fox News has gone decidedly to the left. I'm not sure Breitbart has the same bite that they did when Steve Bannon was running the show over there. I mean, he really turned Breitbart into a powerhouse. So, you know. A lot of it's determined by the leadership, who's going to be making the decisions about talent and the stories that will be covered and the stories that are not covered.
Right, hey, you're absolutely right. Go ahead,
Scoop. Let me cut in here for a second, real quick. I got a breaking news report from Atlanta. Atlanta police chief resigned amid backlash over a fatal shooting of a black man tonight. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms announced on Saturday, which was just a little bit ago, that the city's police chief had submitted her resignation just hours after the fatal shooting of a black man who struggled with police during a sobriety test. Bottoms said it was Police Chief Erica Shields' own decision to resign from the role, which she took in 2016, because of her desire that the Atlanta be a model of what meaningful reform should look like across this country. She has offered to immediately step aside so that the city may move forward with urgency in rebuilding the trust so desperately needed throughout our communities, according to Bottoms, Mayor Bottoms. So, you know, we've had apparently just in the last couple of hours, we've had another black man who was resisting arrest, was shot, and It's all these reports are just coming in right now that I'm looking at.
Well, then I fully expect that Atlanta will probably be a new epicenter of civil unrest, if that's the case. Because
if this police chief is resigning. Mayor Bottoms continues that I do not believe that this was justified use of deadly physical force and has called for the immediate termination of the officer.
Like, she knows what the hell goes on out there on the street. She's black. Right. She's not an expert.
All right, hold that thought. We'll talk about Atlanta and whatever else these fine gentlemen want to talk about. Stay tuned, everybody. This is 75 Radio on Liberty News Radio.
Kosher, certified. Put the two words together to get co-certified, which is spelled with an S-E-H instead of just S-H. It's the right way to spell this, the German way, and it made it easier to trademark. Now, did I tell you that the letters S-C-H still make the shh sound, as in all those American food producers saying shh? Let's keep it really quiet that our product is kosher certified. Think about it. Nearly one century of kosher certification, and hardly anyone outside exclusive observers knows that most packaged food and kitchen products are literally certified by religious intermediaries. Well, because you, consumer, are indirectly paying for this. The Kosher Certified app is here to make kosher certification awareness an inclusive matter for people of all faiths and identities. And it even boasts a unique database of products not kosher certified. We call that NKC. Start memeing it. It's fun. NKC, not kosher certified. Now, to confuse our audience even more, we put a question mark at the end of our name, and that really cinched our trademark approval. It relates to the website where you can begin your new shopping behavior, thekosherquestion.com.
Attention, Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
This is 75 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
Okay, we are back. Breaking news. The police chief of Atlanta Police Department has resigned due to a traffic stop for a drunk driver. Well, we have anything extra to add to the story?
Some of the information that I have right now is that when the person who appeared to be drunk and intoxicated was approached by police, he grabbed an officer's taser and started running. More officers showed up on the scene chasing this man. And he turned around, apparently with this weapon in his hand, and they fired at him and killed him. So you know, it's another resisting police. The guy took a shot at freedom, grabbed the officer's taser gun, and this is according to the GBI, the Georgia Bureau of Investigation, who witnessed a video, security video camera of the shooting on Saturday. So it's kind of up in the air. You're in custody. You escape. And you escape with an officer's defense mechanism, which in this case was the taser. And but the officers apparently that showed up seconds after the guy left running, saw him running. It appeared to be a gun. He turned around and they fired at him. So, well, again, another sticky situation. We'll see how that rolls out.
Right. Do we know if the what the color of the police officers were? Were they black, Hispanic, white, Asian, mixed?
The information I'm getting, it doesn't say. It just says officers. That's all it says.
All right. Sean, what do you have to add to this story?
Well, I mean, we don't know the race of the officers. I saw that videotape of that that shooting from a couple of different angles, and it looked justified to me, but not that that's going to stop the left from trying to portray it as some type of racial incident if they can. If it turns out that any one of the officers that was involved was white, then there you go again. You know, we're back to the same thing again. And instead of 7 blocks of Seattle being shut down, you'll be looking at, you know, half the city of Atlanta burned to the ground. That's what we have to look forward to, because that's how these things play out.
Right. We probably can expect the city of Atlanta burn down once they start opening seal indictments on the Obama administration for spying on people using bogus information. Anyways, Walt, bravo Zulu for keeping us updated. Sean, anything else you want to add before we move on?
No, I just know, well, I just to say that we live in very interesting times here, and it's going to be very, I think it's going to be a long, hot summer, to be honest with you.
Well, let's hope so. And make sure, that's why it's so important to exercise your Second Amendment right, because, I mean, the whole country's going crazy. They want it to burn, so they don't want it, so it's a sleight of hand. And anyways, these same people want to take away your guns. They want to have guns, but take away your guns. Well, we got a couple more minutes. Want to talk about our press release. With everything going on in Seattle and George Floyd and the Minneapolis Police Department, a lot of people have been really taking a stand. The TV show Cops was canceled. The TV show Live PD was canceled. The show Police in Action. You got Paramount Network and Nickelodeon, Nick Jr. saying taking a stand on Black Lives Matter. Arts Entertainment, which broadcast Live PD, they stand for Black Lives Matter. Corporate World, Coca-Cola, Apple, Van Shoes, Airbnb, they took a stand for Black Lives Matter. And even NASCAR took a stand. They no longer allow the Confederate flag to be displayed at NASCAR events. And taking one step further, driver Bubba Wallace, who drives the Immortal 43 car, which is Richard Petty's old number, he had a new paint scheme on his car for Black Lives Matter and showed a black handshake in one hand. And he took a picture of he was seen wearing a T-shirt that says, "I can't breathe." So with all this sensitivity going on, the cancel culture going on, we had to look deep. Walt and I had to look real deep into our conscience. So starting immediately, myself, Mr. Yerkew, anybody involved with 75 Radio Operations Departments, we will continue to support the display of the Confederate flag. Let me say again, we will continue to support the display carrying of the Confederate flag, because to me, that is a symbol of pride, symbol of history, and symbol of what a Southern gentleman is. And for too long, we've been told it's a racist symbol, and all over television and movies, you just see these inbred hillbillies walking up to people of color, flying to stars and bars, and bad thing happens to the main character of the movie. But anyways, just want to say that we're going to take a stand, and we're going to stand for the Confederate flag. Walt, what say you?
Yeah, I'm with that 100%, my friend. I've talked to a few people down here in the past couple of days, and these men and women that I've talked to, their great grandfathers fought in the Civil War. You know, that's how deep, that's how far back it goes. And I just don't get the correlation. The stars and bars, as they call it down here, stands for God, blood, and country. That's what the colors on the flag mean. It's the white stars, the red, and the blue. It stands for God, blood, and country. And that's what the South was fighting for. Their God, it was their blood, and for their country. It doesn't have anything to do with the race or slavery or anything else like that. So it's just so ridiculous. You know, they even took Elmer Fudd's gun away from them. It's just unbelievable, well, you know.
It's about time they took his gun, because you watch the cartoons. I mean, he had no safety wherewithal about gun safety whatsoever. So, anyways,
I never saw him shoot any African American characters in the cartoon.
He'll usually shoot himself, but that's a bad example for gun safety. Joe, what say you? You got any dog in this fight for the stars and bars?
Well, not really. I mean, it doesn't really represent anything to me personally, except to say that this is the left's fascination. You see this with socialism, Nazism, fascism, terrorism, jihadism. They all want to erase history. And if they can erase history, then, you know, they're just one step closer to what they'll do is then once they erase history, then they can replace it with their own version of history. And, you know, I mean, how long before they start setting up re-education camps? I mean, it wouldn't surprise me right now if they've got one going inside of Chaz as we speak. But that's just how the left operates. And you know, they've been the same for 100 years. I don't know why this is any kind of a surprise or a shock to anybody. This is just how they operate. And you give them an inch and they take a mile and they keep going and going and going and going. And for a lot of these folks, they're not going to be happy until they see some form of Marxism instituted. So, but the problem is that we have a media that is corrupt and normalizes this behavior instead of pointing out what a complete aberration it is.
Exactly. And pretty soon they'll be calling for George Floyd to be on currency. But good news in Portsmouth, Virginia, which is an absolute toilet, a girl used to be friends with compared to Detroit, they took down a Confederate statue, and fortunately, one of the people taking down the statues got bonked in the head with a serious injury. Now, since they defaced the statue, guess what? Portsmouth is still a toilet. They still have poverty. They still deal with dope. It's still a toilet asshole, as Donald Trump liked to say. The cops are still busy as it can be. So, all right, they took down the statue. Guess what? Your town's still an asshole because of you people that live in it. But anyways, we got a couple minutes left. Gentlemen, the floor is yours. Please, just fire away. If you got something to say, something to promote, some good words, thoughts, and prayers, insults, go at it. Well, let's start with you.
Just one thing for me. It's race season at the dirt track, and today is June 13th. In 3 weeks. Well, 4 weeks, actually, will be 7-5 day. Again, July 5th. I declared it last year. It is 7-5 day. I want everybody to start posting pictures of a 7 and a 5. It could be words. It could be a word and a letter. It could be whatever. It could be anything. 7-5, Route 75, Cafe 75. Post them up on Facebook on July the 5th. It is 7-5 day. Put a Sharpie 7-5 across your forehead if you want. You know, do a 7-5 around your nipple if you want. I don't care. Just post it. Post the 7-5 in some form or fashion.
All right. On that note, unfortunately, John couldn't get a word in last word, but don't worry. We'll have him back again. Gentlemen, it's been my pleasure, my honor. That's why we do the show. Ladies and gentlemen, just remember, like John Bergen says, we are the real media. Stay tuned next week. Check us out, 75radio.org. Well, I'll talk to you next week. John, I'll talk to you probably next week, too. Stay safe, everybody.
This is James Edwards for 75 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.